Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. I don't know about you guys living out here in LA, but summer is here and I am not for it. It is hot as fuck. It's barely 9 a.m. and it's over 80 something degrees. It feels like it's 110 degrees. I hate the heat of summer. I love the vibes of summer, but I hate the heat of summer. I don't know how I'm going to do it, how I'm going to survive this summer because it is fucking hot already. Let's jump into today's episode. I got so much stuff I want to go over, so many things I want to cover, so many things I want to talk about, and I want to catch up on all the excitement surrounding me doing Stassi's podcast. So I promise to get to all that good stuff in a second. I do have Jay co-hosting with me today. I am still not feeling 100%. A bitch has not slept in almost a month now. If anything, I've slept a total of 2 to 3 hours a night, but not like I normally do, which is anywhere from 5 to 6 hours. I need those extra couple of hours, and I'm just not getting it. So I have Jay co-hosting with me today. So let's give Jay a warm welcome.
Hey, everyone.
So again, I'm telling you, I am not feeling 100%. I'm about 85 to 90% feeling a little bit better, but I'm fucking tired. I can't.
You're almost there.
I'm almost there. So let's jump into today's episode. So many people are reaching out. I don't know about you, if you've been watching my Instagram, my Twitter, my social media stuff, but a bitch is coming up. I did Stassi Schroeder of Vanderpump Rules' podcast on June 4th, which was a Monday.
Uh-huh.
That was the new moon in Gemini,
mm-hmm.
which affected me big time. I did Stassi's podcast. Let me just start by saying, let's back up here. Let's go to the day of Stassi's podcast. I told everybody on that show, on Stassi's podcast, how nervous I was. And I'm not lying. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm not trying to show the queen more respect or more love, because she is a queen in her own right. Let's be truthful.
She is.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says about her. I don't care about what's in the paper or on the paper. Nobody reads the paper, but on the internet about her and her crazy antics. She was nothing but respectful to me. She was very warm and welcoming. I was so nervous on the way over there. I was gagging. I thought I was going to get a migraine. I was like, oh God, please don't let me get a migraine while I'm doing this show, because I don't want to look like I have Bell's palsy on my face. Like half my face literally sags when I have a migraine. And there's no way that I wanted to be presented to Stassi in that way, shape, or form. So I did everything I could to maintain a level of calmness mm-hmm. as much as I could before I got there.
You did.
Went over to go to the studio to record. It was off of Wilshire, pulled up, still gagging, didn't want to, again, gag so much that I gave myself a migraine, but I walked all the way up to the elevator, shaking, nervous. My hands were sweating. They were dripping sweat so bad. I must have peed like 5 or 6 times before the interview.
Really?
Yes. I was that fucking nervous. Not nervous, like scared of Stassi in any way, shape, or form. Like, you know, she was going to be rude. But at the same time, let's be honest here, with a girl like that, with a woman like that, mm-hmm. like Stassi, nobody wants to get into an argument with somebody like her, because it is going to be an all-out fight.
Mm-hmm.
She is not going to give up. She's not going to stop fucking scratching, screaming, biting, doing what she needs to do to gain control of the situation. Uh-huh. And neither am I. Mm-hmm. Again, so I'm not afraid of her. I'm just like, knowing how she is and knowing her personality, you know for sure that if a bitch is going to get into an argument with Stassi Schroeder, mm-hmm. you're not going to come out unscathed. You're going to have scratches all over you.
It was like two lioness circling each other.
But it was amazing. She was, oh my God, she was sweet as can be. Again, I was hoping she didn't want to shake my hand. I was hoping that she would at least extend a hug, which she did, because I didn't want to touch her with my sweaty hands. Mm-hmm. So I went up to her. I was like, oh my God, finally. She started laughing. I started laughing. I hugged her. We brought her a nice bouquet of roses.
Yeah.
And a bottle of Prosecco, which happens to be her favorite. So I showed up with gifts and was ready to go. Lo French was there,
mm-hmm.
who put this whole thing together. Shout out to Lo for going above and beyond. That girl, I gave her a reading almost a little over a year ago. I think when we first got back to LA.
Really?
Yeah. She was living close to the studio, actually right down the street from where we recorded Stassi's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Gave her a reading. I'm not going to get into the specifics of that, but ever since then, we became friends.
Yeah.
She's friends with Rachel O'Brien, who's mm-hmm. another really good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get into Rachel in a second, but let's finish up Stassi really fast. So got to the studio. Again, Lo put this all together for us. She was there. It was great to have her there, because I felt a little bit more comfortable, because I know that if I was to fuck up or do something that was not cool,
mm-hmm.
Lo would look at me.
Yeah.
And Lo knows that she has that right to do that to me, to look at me and be like, calm down, or don't say that, or whatever. Uh-huh. I totally trust her, whatever. She's a good girl. So did Stassi's podcast, nervous. I was straight up with her. I told her I was nervous on Straight Up with Stassi. I had to. I was like, you're intimidating as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she again, I don't care what they say about her on the news or whatever, whatever her reputation is. She was respectful. She was sweet. But let me tell you something. That girl does not play. I recorded an episode immediately after we did her show. We were supposed to release an episode last Thursday.
Yeah.
I didn't end up doing it because it was all about Stassi on that episode. And I was thinking, okay, I'm not going to release this because Stassi's going to be like, why the fuck did you do that? Knowing I'm going to release this episode here, you're going to give all the stuff away.
Yeah.
So I gave her the courtesy and I let her release. She dropped it, not knowing that she was going to drop it that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded Monday. She dropped it that Friday. Kaboom. Things changed.
Yeah.
Going back to her, again, respectful, really sweet, down to earth. But again, she does not play. Her eye game is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I talk to people, I always look at them in the eye. I never, you know, sway away or look distracted or whatever. And I was looking her dead in her eye, not to give her shit, but I wanted to read her as she's speaking. And that's what I do. You know, when I'm talking to people, I immediately read them and get them to look at me or whatever. And then I can go in. She was staring me dead in the eye. She did not take her eyes away. She wasn't being rude or bitchy.
Uh-huh.
She's just very engaging or whatever. And she knows her power. She knows her strength.
Mm-hmm.
She knows her presence. Let's put it that way. I don't think she's come into her power all the way yet, but she knows who she is at the end of the day. And she knows how she wants to come across.
Yeah.
And I respect her for that. She was sweet. She was spiritual. She was receptive. She was open. I loved hearing all the shit that she got herself into, especially with like the Ouija boards and like her ritualistic type background that mm-hmm. she got into when she was younger. Loved hearing all about that. In any other situation, or if I was to meet her at a party, I honestly think that the two of us would be really good friends.
I can totally see it.
Because that girl is my girl. She's got Sun in Cancer, Moon in Scorpio, and a Capricorn rising.
Mm-hmm.
She's almost like Ali Levine with the opposite moon sign in the sign of Scorpio. So she's very watery and she's very down to earth and she's very straight up. I had the opportunity to do her chart.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I mean, that girl. I mean, she does not play, but at the same time, she's very determined. She's very dedicated. She's here to achieve.
Yeah.
And to start a family.
Well, you called that out on the
She's ready.
Show,
that so girl's ready. She's
I'm excited
ready to start
to see
a family.
It.
So, yeah, it was an amazing, amazing fucking time. It was a long time coming. It's been almost 2 years. I mm-hmm. read her when she broke up with that guy, Patrick, in Mexico. Rachel actually hit me up. Rachel O'Brien
mm-hmm.
hit me up. We were doing a reading out there. It was Darnell's mother. Darnell from Bubbles and Bitches.
I remember we were out and then we had to come back and you had to do the reading.
Yeah, I think Darnell's mom lives somewhere out there past Pasadena. I want to say like Monrovia or something. So we were all the way out there. It's a fucking pain in the ass to get there. And it was summertime and it was hot as fuck. And Rachel O'Brien texts me and I'm like, first of all, I love Rachel. I will stop whatever I'm doing to answer Rachel's text. She's a good girl.
Yeah, she is.
And so I would do anything for her. She knows that. So when she reached out and she texted me, she's like, Stassi wants a reading. I was like, Stassi. And she was like, yeah. I was like, all right. She goes, how soon can you do it? She's a fucking mess right now. And I said, give me 20 minutes. And we made it all the way from Monrovia, all the way to Sherman Oaks, where we lived at that time,
mm-hmm.
in a matter of like 20 minutes.
We got there pretty quick.
And I jumped on my old school laptop. The PC one, not the MacBook.
That weighs like 10 pounds.
That weighs like, yeah, like 30 pounds. Jumped on Skype, read her, but it was brief. It was a total of nothing more than like 8 to 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was specifically about the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted her to realize who she was at the end of the day and realize her strength and kind of, you know, you can't really do a lot of talking when somebody's in that frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
They just got through a bad breakup. You know, so
yeah.
It was just, it was a different type of conversation. But I don't remember this, but Rachel and Stassi remember it. I gave the initials of CB
mm-hmm.
during her session.
You don't remember this?
I don't remember it.
Wow.
But I guess I did. And now her current boyfriend has the initials BC.
Yeah.
So it's just a little bit backwards.
She totally gave you credit on that show, too.
She gave me credit for that, too. That's why I'm saying, like, she's not as, like, hardcore. I'm not taking away her strength or her presence.
Uh-huh.
But she, you don't fuck with her. She doesn't fuck with you. You keep it real. She keeps it real. You respect her. She respects you.
Uh-huh.
No big fucking deal. It's when you get out of line or out of pocket or you come a certain way at her, she's going to give it to you. Hats off to that girl. Thank you so much, Stassi, for allowing me the opportunity to read for you, to be on your show, and to showcase my ability, and just, you know, God, I'm going to sound like I'm fucking fanning over her, but just to be around you. She's a good, I like her. End of story. I don't care what anybody else says. I'm not kissing her ass. A lot of people were like, are you going to go on there and are you going to keep it real? I was like, you guys want me to go on there and you want me to start some shit up with her? I'm not going to start shit up with her. I'm going to go on there. I'm going to be respectful. I am in her fucking house, well, her studio,
uh-huh.
doing her show.
Yeah.
Show a bitch some fucking love and
you
respect.
You have to. I mean, yeah. You're the guest.
And she, again, she hugged me when we left. She hugged me when we got there. If she was, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, she's being a courteous and being respectful, but that girl doesn't do anything that she doesn't want to do. I'm sorry. Or that woman doesn't do anything that she doesn't want to do. Mm-hmm. And I felt totally comfortable there with her, not kissing her ass. I am looking forward to partying with her and her new boyfriend. I want to read him as well, too. She did mention, I didn't get into this, but I wanted to. She did mention that I guess his name is Bo. His mother is also intuitive, or he grew up around that. She's mentioned a little bit about that on the show.
Yeah.
So I'm dying to get in his head and figure out what, you know, what makes him tick and, you know, kind of go down the relationship path with them
just
and see
to read
what's
it.
Going on. Yeah. But Stassi, I think she'd make a great mother. And I think a daughter would be her karma, not in a negative way, but she can kind of work through some of her shit growing up through her daughter and kind of feel a little bit more freer. I know that sounds weird, but I think that, or a little bit kind of like, well, what do you mean? I just feel like, again, the way Stassi grew up in her background to who she is today, I think that she'd be better equipped, again, with a daughter to kind of mold, guide, into mentor, obviously, to guide her in the direction that she should have been guided in. Because Stassi is powerful. I don't care. She's intuitive. She's very, very intuitive. She's a goddamn good people reader. And she's a good judge of character. I mean, that's probably why she has beef with people sometimes, because she can see right through them.
Yeah.
That Scorpio moon and those Scorpio eyes. Here's the thing. Her eyes are a little bit more polished. So, again, shout out to Stassi. Thank you very much, girl, for having me on and letting me do my thing on your show. Can't wait to have you on, fingers crossed, on In Your Head podcast. I know you are a busy lady, but I promise to bring drinks. I promise to have good food and tons of ranch around. I think she's a ranch lover.
So are you.
I am a ranch lover. So I'm going to set the mood up really, really nice here and pay my respects and my love to this chick. Love her.
Yeah.
And she's a good girl. So that was my experience with Stassi Schroeder of Vanderpump Rules. On to Rachel O'Brien next. I had dinner with Rachel O'Brien that same week. I think we did it on Tuesday. We did Stassi's. Yeah, we did Stassi's show on Monday. And I had drinks with Rachel on Tuesday.
I think so, yeah.
At Mercado, right?
Yeah.
Rachel, that girl should be a professional photographer, or at least my photographer, because every picture she takes of me looks amazing. And that girl knows how to capture me, even though you were taking the picture. She knows exactly what I'm looking for, and I trust her 100% when it comes to my pictures.
She does some photo magic.
She does some photo magic. And she just, I don't know if it's her beauty that makes me look a little bit more beautiful or adds a little bit more beauty to me, but she sat on my lap for
it's
that picture.
The both of you.
And she's just, I mean, hats off to Rachel O'Brien. Hats off to her. That girl is very, just like Stassi, is very intuitive as well, is definitely not a game player, but she also, is a little bit more aggressive. Her moon is in Aries.
Is it?
Her moon is in Aries. Sun in Cancer, moon in Aries, I believe. And I like her. Great girl. Had a great time with her, having dinner with her. We spent like 2.5 hours there. We had great conversation. But she is also somebody, again, that hit me to Stassi. And I just fucking enjoy hanging out with. I can't wait to have Rachel O'Brien on the show.
I know. I was thinking we should have her on the show. Yeah. As soon as possible.
And you're a little bit of a fan when it comes to Rachel O'Brien.
I think she's funny. I think, like, I like her dry humor and I like her wit.
But you also said something else about her looks.
What did I say?
You said that Rachel O'Brien is one of the beautifulest women that I know. That I know that you said that. You said that she's very beautiful. And I was, she's all, you hang around with a lot of beautiful women, but Rachel O'Brien, you've never, that's right. Every time I'm around Rachel, you're never there. You've only been around her a couple of times.
Yeah.
And so you don't really get to see who she is, but yeah, you were like, she's beautiful. And I told her, I was like, Jay thinks like you're beautiful or whatever. And I said, I don't know if it's a Cancer thing, because you guys are both Cancers, but he's feeling his Cancer sister. Not in a, not in a perverted way, but she does. She has, I think she's got a very old school beauty to her. She just
really
seems,
cool.
Yeah, she's very down to earth. She's very relatable. So shout out to you, Rachel O'Brien. Can't wait to have you on the show. Much love and respect to you. Can't wait to see what you do next. She just got back from a major tour. She went international. She went everywhere. Yeah, she went Germany, fucking Switzerland. I think Switzerland and Amsterdam and all that good stuff too.
I didn't know she was touring Europe. I don't know exactly.
Yeah,
where.
She did a lot of great things. So I had dinner with her. It was an amazing time. When she posted that picture, I got so many people reaching out and was like, you, again, she captures me and I love it. I need her as my professional photographer. I will pay her $1 million. She, people are reaching out. They're like, you are aging backwards. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. I love the compliments. But yeah, fucking hung out with Rachel, got to do her, got to see what she was about. This is a woman that's actually been through some shit too. She's been in the industry for a while. She knows all these girls. She knows how the industry works and stuff. And she's someone that's staying afloat and staying focused and is determined to achieve, succeed, and go after hers. Mm-hmm. And I am staying out of her way when she does that. So many great things coming.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. So shout out to you, Rachel. Love you. Thanks for the great pictures. Thanks for the amazing conversation. Just thanks for being you. Can't wait to hook up with you again, hang out, do dinner in good conversation, and just do fucking us. I do want to go over what I mentioned last time. I was going to do a show on second chances. Mm-hmm. So what better way to start the show than to show some love to two of my favorite girls?
Yes.
Well, now my new, one of my new favorite girls, which is Stassi, mm-hmm. and my always favorite girl, Rachel O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. But let's jump into second chances here.
All right.
I posted something on IG when it comes to second chances, and I don't know whether or not I made myself clear. I had mentioned, well, you and I had this conversation, and I was like, I am more inclined to give second chances or at least one second chance to a stranger over somebody that knows you. Mm-hmm. What I mean is a good friend, a family member, somebody that's been around you for a while. I'm more inclined to give a stranger that second chance than one of the people that knows me so well.
Yeah.
Because somebody that, well, I'll give you a really good example. There's two people in my life mm-hmm. currently that are hurting me beyond belief. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of torn on whether or not I want to pursue that relationship with them mm-hmm. and keep trying or keep myself open to the possibility of reuniting or being close again uh-huh. because of the fact that these two know exactly what they're doing to me and how much pain they're causing. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know they're doing it like purposely to hurt your feelings?
Yes, purposely. Uh-huh. And there's no reason for it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And when the time comes, because the time will come, I will decide, not mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. I will decide whether or not I want to forgive them and I want them back in my life.
Of course, yeah.
And when it comes to strangers doing it, you got to keep in mind, a stranger or someone that's not as close to you is probably ignorant to how you operate and how you work. Mm-hmm. So they really, I mean, you got to give them a couple of free passes mm-hmm. because they don't know you that well. But somebody close to you that does you dirty knows exactly what they're doing. Yeah. And I'm just not in that space or whatever. And I know a lot of people give me shit because, again, I mentioned this before, I close a lot of doors on people. Mm-hmm. But I'm comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm doing. I will not open those doors again. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing, it's not being hardcore or it's not, you know, closing myself off or being guarded or jaded or putting up walls. It's setting boundaries and putting a line in the sand and clearing the air and saying, this is what I'm willing to accept, like I've said before, mm-hmm. and what I'm not willing to accept. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to people that love you or that have rocked with you for a long time, that do you dirty, you decide whether or not you want to give them a second chance. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you want to, go ahead and give them a second chance, but just one more chance. Because what you end up doing is you allow them the opportunity to do it again. And if they've done it one time, chances are they will do it again. I'm watching all these little friend groups that I see. I'm friends with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
I always call myself the social chameleon mm-hmm. because I don't stick to one group of friends. And everyone's got some sort of beef in their fucking camp or what's going on in their circle and shit. And I always tell them, get rid of these fuckers. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how dirty and disgusting they are and how shady they are? They will do it to you again. And you gotta watch for the person that comes to you in your camp that's talking shit about other people. Mm-hmm. Because you know exactly what they're doing. As soon as they leave you, they're gonna go and talk shit to another bunch of friends. Get rid of that.
Terrible.
And again, at the end of the day, if you feed, you should starve hate. Don't feed into it. Mm-hmm. Starve it. I know that sounds so gay and hokey, but it's true. Starve it. Do not entertain it. The minute that you start entertaining a beef or you start entertaining that backbiting type of shit, you will get sucked into it. And it's just a never-ending cycle of bullshit. Be willing, again, to set boundaries and decide whether or not you want to be strung along. Or you can cut these people loose and just be like, I am fucking done. Mm-hmm. But I know it sounds hardcore and I am not into giving second chances. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That may sound a little too hardcore, but if this is a family member, a best friend of yours, somebody you grew up with or somebody that you've been friends with for a very long time mm-hmm. and they're backstabbing you.
Well, you know where you're standing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And who's the idiot at the end of the day?
Probably you for sticking around.
Exactly. I'm dying to hear your guys' thoughts on second chances. I did post that thing out on IG and a lot of you guys responded back and I love the responses. A good majority of you said, I'd say about 70% of you said no to second chances. Mm-hmm. And the rest of you were like, well, you know, you got to open yourself up to love or whatever. Open yourself up to love, but don't open yourself up to stupidity.
Oof.
Seriously, don't. Because at the end of the day, don't make your heart bigger than your fucking brain.
Mm-hmm.
You get burned enough times, it's going to leave a scar, and you will definitely know, because that scar is going to start to pulsate, it's going to burn, it's going to remind you. Every time some shady bitch comes near you, or some shady bastard comes near you, mm-hmm. that scar is going to flex, and it's going to throb to remind you, uh-uh.
Hopefully, they get the hint.
Right, yeah. So that's my thought on second chances. I'm dying to hear what you guys have to say about it. I kind of glazed over, but I think you guys get the picture here. Whether or not to give second chances to people that have been with you for a long time versus strangers or people that you're not that close to. Again, I am more willing to give a stranger or an acquaintance a second chance. Again, they're ignorant to who you are truly. They don't know everything about you because you don't spend that much time with them or you don't have them around that much. So you really can't fault them for that. But you can fault the fuck out of people that have been with you for a long time that are continuing to hurt you or sabotage you or just do shady ass shit. Set the boundaries, draw a line in the sand, let them know what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept, just like in a relationship. Do that when it comes to fucking people. That's jobs, that's, you know, friendships, that's family members. I had a reading the other day where this woman was talking to me about her job and not feeling like they were appreciating her worth. I know this kind of goes off into another topic here, mm-hmm. but this is somebody that stepped up to the plate and was deciding whether or not I want to start all over again with looking for another job, or do I want to be vocal, direct, and go up to the management team that hired me and kind of remind them of what they promised me when I came aboard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you do what you want to do here. But either way, during this reading, you're going to have to draw a line in the sand and you're going to have to step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Any way you slice or dice it, you can leave here, but make no mistakes. Just like I told your sister, the workforce is a fucking vicious cycle of recycling.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go, it's just a different fucking field, but you're playing the same game. Because your sister was talking about, well, I'll just quit this or whatever and I'll go somewhere else. And I was like, that's fine and dandy, but make no mistake, you're going to get involved with another fucking boss that you can't stand because that's just the way the world works. We all hate our bosses for the most part. I mean, I've liked some of my bosses, but if you don't learn that lesson, your guides are going to put you up against people like that. So you can learn that lesson. So I told her, okay, quit here if you want to. But you do realize that you are going to probably get involved with the same shit at another fucking company, and you're going to have to repeat this again. So why not learn your lesson now, walk through the fire now, make yourself feel a little bit uncomfortable, learn the lesson so you can grow and learn from it and know how to handle it the second time around, should it come up again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So my client, well, which is now my friend, went to the boss straight up and told them that she was unhappy and felt that she was... that they were falling back on some of the promises they made to her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they had told her how much they value her worth at that company, and they gave her a $10,000 bonus?
Good.
Yeah. I woke up early today, and I wanted to wake myself up, so I started looking at my messages. I shut my phone off at night so I can't, you know, hear anything because I want to try to sleep. And I got all these messages, people, you know, thanking me for Stassi's podcast, saying that, you know, they're reaching out for a reading, and they thought I was amazing. And then people are confirming their readings that I'm giving to them, telling me that, oh my God, I did what you said, and, you know, this worked out here. I can't thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. I'm looking at that, and it's confirmation to me, but at the same time, it doesn't feed my ego. What it does for me is it gives me the drive and the ambition to keep fucking going, because people are learning their truth. They're stepping up to the plate. They are doing them. They're feeling confident in approaching people and learning the lessons from the fucking reading.
Mm-hmm.
People that are tired of going through the same shit over and over again really, really take from these readings, and they really go after what they want. Because at the end of the day, if you stop and think about it, what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
This whole what if game, like what if it doesn't work out? What if I go and I make an ass of myself? What if I lose out? Well, what good does it do to sit there and wonder what if, and you're still miserable in that same position anyways?
Mm-hmm.
Why not venture out, learn your lesson, see what you did wrong, tweak it, and go after it again? Because your guides are setting you up to go bigger and better. You've already outgrown the pond that you've been swimming in for years. Now it's time to graduate to a river or a fucking lake before you set out to the ocean and fucking be free once and for all.
Yeah.
But really, really looking at people and really like giving them an in-depth reading of, again, past, present, and future, and what's holding them back now, and explaining that to them on the phone. This is what your fears and your insecurities are. This is what you need to work through. This is the karma you need to work through. Go do it. And these people are taking it. They're a little bit slow to warm naturally. It takes them about a couple of weeks to really, really start feeling the energy, and then they just go for it. So this success story this morning was exactly what I needed to hear to get me going today.
Mm-hmm.
I just fucking love it. I love the fact that people are taking what I'm saying, running with it, and feeling 100% better about themselves.
That's awesome.
Coming into their power.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had talked about this girl that I met in Vegas. I'm going on to a different topic here. I got so much shit I want to fucking talk about. Like, I'm excited again. Like, I hate missing an episode. Every time I get back from missing an episode, I want to talk about everything under the sun. So I want to jump into a topic that really, really lit a fire under my ass and really, really pissed me the fuck off. One of the girls, Shannon, that we met over in Vegas that was at Michelle Prentice's house, she was the tourist girl that I was having the conversation with. We were talking a bunch of shit at the table, and she is a psychic medium, and also, I think she practices ritualistic magic, and she's the one that lives in Mexico.
Okay.
And she posted something online about practitioners, male practitioners, taking advantage of female clients. Sexually assaulting them. I'm going to tell you something. I've experienced that in real life as well, too. I've seen it happen. I've seen people do it. I've watched documentaries on it, too. There's two in particular. Well, actually, one of them. There's this one where this guy, I forgot the name of it, but it was that, I think he was from Brazil, or he was Latin or something. And he was supposedly claiming to be a god or a prophet or something. And this is going along with creating cults.
Okay.
And having a guru lead you. I've never, ever claimed to be a spiritual guru or anything like that. I claim to be spiritual, but I am not somebody that claims to be Jesus Christ and wants to have disciples follow him all around. None of that stuff. What I want you to do is I want you to take what I have to say and apply it in your own life. I don't want you following me around. I am not your leader, and I'm not leading you down a path of enlightenment. You are leading yourself down that path. I am showing you where to start. And that's it. That's the extent of my involvement. But I was watching this documentary. I'll get to Shannon in a second. But this documentary was this guy. Obviously, he was gay. Nothing against gay practitioners. But I've seen how this works. And this is all mental manipulation. And what this guy did was he created this cult. And he had male and female people in that group. And he was pretending to be sent from God. Or again, like a prophet. And they were following this man around. They went so far as to even dress this man. How about, you saw that with me when they were putting on his sandals for him.
It was on Netflix, right?
Yeah, and buckling his sandals up for him. And they were feeding him. They were making him like these extravagant lunches, breakfasts and dinners, all these great things. They had like very shitty types of like living situations. Well, he got to live in an air-conditioned place or whatever. He had the men coming in there and massaging him. And then he started playing games with the guys and telling them that spirit spoke to him. I hate that. That gives me, I cringe when I hear. And I know a lot of people out there that are in the metaphysical world like to use metaphysical
words
or sayings like spirit says, or, you know, we're doing light work, whatever. I'm not comfortable with that. To me, that's nothing against a person that says it, because I have friends that say that shit, like light work or woo-woo type stuff, love and light, namaste, shit like that or whatever. I have nothing against, but I don't use those words. So this guy was telling them that God or whoever they prayed to was telling them that they needed to have a sexual experience with him. There's something sexually that needs to happen between them so there could be an exchange of energy or power. By fucking me, I'm giving you some of my power. And he turned out at least like over 20 different young men that were sexually confused, because not because they were teeter-tottering on the, am I gay or am I straight, but this is a spiritual figure who's giving me a little bit of a psychic reading. This is mental manipulation. There's nothing psychic about this guy. Nothing at all. Mentally manipulating them, telling them what they wanted to hear, and taking advantage of them. And these guys were kids. They started off at like 17, 18 years old, maybe at the early 20s at the most, and had been with this guy for years, and they were so stuck and so brainwashed by this person, they did whatever he said.
That's crazy.
So fast forward to Shannon. Apparently, this man took advantage of his female clients. I think that's fucking disgusting. I think that when somebody comes to you for help and you take advantage of them, or you
abuse your power,
you know?
Yeah.
And people, so here's the thing, too, which goes with, God, I'm so all over the place. When people ask me, would you ever lie to a client? Would you ever tell somebody something that was not true just to make them feel better? No. The reason why, I don't know what is up with some of these psychics, like this asshole that was fucking with his female clients, this pig. This is your bread and butter. This is what you do as a living. This is what, how you earn your money, how you're able to live in your house, how you're able to feed yourself. Why would you ever do something to make you look bad? Because if this is what you're counting on as a career for the rest of your life, and you're burning bridges that way,
mm-hmm.
the next step for you is McDonald's.
Your reputation's gone.
No one's going to want to fuck with you. And it also makes the rest of us look really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad. Whenever I very rarely read men,
mm-hmm.
hardly ever. I'm reading a lot more men now.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I have to catch myself when I'm giving these readings because I use the word love a lot. Like a lot of my girlfriends, I say, hey, love, or whatever, or I'm giving readings to people and I'm like, love, you got to start doing this, or my love, or baby, or whatever. Because again, it's just to me, these are when they're crying or when you're giving them a reading and it hits home, they want to be comforted. So I always, you know, nurture my women.
Yeah.
My female friends. For a guy, I have to tell them right up front. You will hear me do this every time I give a straight man a reading. I will always tell them, please forgive me if I overstep my boundaries by calling you babe or love.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm so used to giving women readings.
Uh-huh.
And they're 9 out of 10 times, maybe 10 out of 10 times, to be honest with you, they all say, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really do my best not to say love or baby to them.
Because it might be awkward.
Mm-hmm. to them, and I never touch them. Mm-hmm. I will hug them afterward. I will tell them, can I give you a hug? And they're like, 100%, yeah, for sure. Give mm-hmm. me a hug, whatever. But you just got to be careful with that stuff.
Totally understandable. Yeah.
So to you, Shannon, I am right in the same boat as you. I want to get rid of these fucking pigs. I want to expose them for who they are, which is trash, filth, just vile fucking creatures here. That's not something I am going to do with my clients. That's something I would never, ever do. And as far as like, you know, spiritual gurus claiming to be God or holy figures or whatever, I remember the girl that you had manage me when I first started coming out back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show at the Soho House in New York. And this is a Virgo woman.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I shit on you Virgos, but I actually love you guys very much. You guys know that. She's a Virgo and she was watching. She had never been around a psychic before. She's actually got very much a religious background, more of a Catholic type background. So to her, psychics are a little bit off limits or whatever, but there was something about me that she gravitated towards and she saw differently. And I had told her, I am not one of those people that want to brainwash people or have people follow me around. I am not your God. So when we did this show at the Soho House in New York, I had people coming up to me, and yes, they are excited to be around a psychic. They want the insight. They want the guidance. But when they came up to me, they were literally, I'm not kidding, and I'm not feeding ego here, they were literally bowing down to me. They would touch my hand, and they would like put my hands to their forehead and be like, oh my God, I can just feel how great you are, how much your energy just flows right through you or whatever. Mm-hmm. You seem legit. I'm like, oh, thank you, whatever. And I started to feel uncomfortable.
You still do.
I do. Yeah, I tell them, please don't do that or whatever. Like in a polite way, in a mm-hmm. joking type of way or whatever. Just so they know or whatever. Like I'm normal. I'm a normal person. I probably have got a filthier fucking mouth than your dad does or whatever. I'm real. But at the same time, I can guide, mentor, and mold you. I just want to keep it real with you. So after we got done doing the show, I had obviously killed it. I'm going to give myself that. I had told myself, and I told you this too, if I can do it in New York, I could mm-hmm. fucking do it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I killed New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel New York in my blood. So anyways, after we got done doing the show, she was like, oh my God, you did a phenomenal job. You would have thought you would have been nervous. That was my first gallery type reading that I was headlining by myself
mm-hmm.
that was being recorded. These were all guests. This was at the Soho House. They went all out for this. Stephanie, my good friend Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
That I think she's kind of in between the Soho House right now. She was an employee of the Soho House. She was big time there. She narrated everything. She was really good. Met her. She was even like thanking me or telling me what a great job I did. And so afterward, the manager girl had asked me, she goes, I have to ask you a question. I was like, what's up? She's like, how do you feel when they bow down to you or they treat you like you're a holy figure?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew where she was going with it. I was like, I don't like it. She's uh-huh. like, really? And I was like, why? I said, because I'm not God
uh-huh.
and I'm not Jesus. I don't want you to put all your faith into me.
Mm-hmm.
That's for you to do to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I can guide, mentor, mold you, show you what's to come. But make no mistake, you're the one that's putting the work in.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be the one to do it. I can't make you do shit.
Yeah.
So that's what I tell people. I'm just as real as you are or whatever. And, you know, I will back you up and I will keep it real with you. But don't put me up there with like God or like a spiritual figure. Like, you know, I have a hard time with that.
You're just a normal person.
I'm just a normal person
mm-hmm.
with everyday fucking issues, just like everybody else here, but with an extraordinary ability.
Yeah.
Just like, I mean, you like an artist, mm-hmm. like a singer. I've said this before on our first episode.
Mm-hmm.
I just so happen to be a psychic. I never give political type advice. I never go down the worldly type of route when it comes to my readings or the show here, because I've said before, I've gotten threatened before. People just have told me to keep my fucking mouth shut. To you vegans out there, to you people that are all about plant-based foods, eating well, nourishing your bodies with organic produce, kind of laying off of meat here. Mm-hmm. I cannot stress enough. I got this hit yesterday and I told you to write it on your phone.
Yeah.
Start thinking about planting your own stuff in your own garden and growing your own food. The reason for that is just trust me on this one here. The next thing they're going to do is start to, I mean, they've already done this before. I saw a documentary on this a long time ago where they're taking real seeds and having people plant fake seeds.
Mm-hmm.
But what better way to get everybody to go down a certain path here with all this organic produce and then take it away from them? Their bodies are already used to it. Grow your own food.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you've heard this before. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know here, but I just have a really, really bad feeling about how produce is going to come into play here for everybody right now. Honestly, too, I mean, I'm a big meat eater, not just with Dick, but I'm just kidding. But I love beef. I love chicken. I'm not a big pork fan,
uh-huh.
but beef and chicken I eat here. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I've been getting a lot of hits off of the meat industry as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't want to go down this whole path here. I'm just going to open this up here. You guys hit me up with questions afterward if you guys want, but watch the fucking meat that you're eating. I am really, really considering, I've been saying this for a long time, to stop eating meat. But at the same time, if I rely on a plant-based type of diet and they start fucking with it,
yeah,
just think about that for a second here. Another thing that goes into this topic is, again, I'm still doing really good on my diet. I'm noticing the results here. I'm not liking what losing weight is doing to my body here. You would think, I wouldn't call myself obese, but I am definitely big around the belly area while I was before, and I was so worried about getting stretch marks or seeing cottage cheese on my stomach after I lost all this weight. I've got little stretch marks here. I am hating every minute of it. I don't want to get work done, but fuck, man.
Well, you know, maybe you're being too critical of yourself, you know? Maybe you think it's, like, worse than it actually is.
Well, I've been asking my guides to help me out with my diet, mm-hmm. and there's two guys out there that that I follow that actually hit me up, that started following me first. They're from the Denver area. They're both fitness people,
mm-hmm.
good-looking guys. One of the guys said he went from former chub to what he looks like now, and he's mm-hmm. got an amazing fucking body.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking my guides to help me out with the diet. And I told you that for some reason, and I know that we stopped eating fast food 1 year for almost 2 years straight. There was no fast food, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And we started eating it up again because convenience and time and shit. But we had Jack in the Box the other day, and I know it's the most filthiest fucking thing you could eat because it's so greasy, but I got nauseous afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And I had eaten. I was so fucking hungry. I had eaten everything. And then you went to the bathroom, and I was sitting there at the table, and it took everything in me not to throw up. And my guides were like, because you're not supposed to be eating that shit.
Well, you were eating pretty clean before Jack in the Box, so yeah. I think your body just kind of rejected it.
And also, too, I've said this before, when I'm training my mind, when it comes to food here, my guides, for whatever reason, this happens, I've been putting a bad taste in my mouth. So I'm not, I'm not hungry anymore because I have this bad taste in my mouth and I don't want to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's just summertime and it's being hot or whatever, but I'm changing my eating habits. I'm loving it. But at the same time, I'm also getting hits on, you know, watch the food or whatever. You don't have to worry right now, but this is what's going to take place here. And I'm telling you right now, the minute that we have enough coins in the bank and we're able to buy a house, I'm going to fucking plant a huge ass fucking garden and start growing my own shit.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah. So watch out for that, you guys. I know I kind of glazed over that, but I had to bring that to your attention. Just watch the food industry, watch the crops, watch what's going to be happening with stuff, and watch how they're going to start regulating shit too. I mean, like to do with everything else here, it's going to be a fucking problem. And they're really trying to convert people into more of a plant-based diet, and that's to manipulate people. I really think there's nothing wrong with it here. But then as soon as everyone gets hooked on it is when they're going to start regulating it and doing something with it.
Change it up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fuck that. So I am ready to announce my big announcement. Sarah Fruman, Michelle Prentice, and one of Sarah's friends that I've yet to meet, Kate, are going to be putting on an event this coming September in Joshua Tree. Tickets are on sale now. I'm going to be posting everything about this event on all my social media platforms. Sarah, Michelle, and Kate already blasted it.
Mm-hmm.
The day that we were supposed to do it, Michelle had ran this astrological chart for when we should drop the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Me, you, and Allie and the baby were at the beach doing a ritual for Allie
mm-hmm.
that day, and we had to do it right at 6:18, and guess where we were at right at 6:18, driving down Canaan to get back to Allie's house. So there was no fucking reception there. I could not post anything, but something told me, don't worry about it. You'll do it in your own time. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to disappoint Sarah or Michelle because Sarah already gets on my ass because I don't return phone calls, and I take forever to respond via email or text. I am busy. And I know she knows that. And I know sometimes she looks at me like, bitch, you ain't that fucking busy. Like, you can afford, you can really, really, you know, extend 2 or 3 seconds to say yes or no. I like fucking with her. But I didn't get a chance to blast it. So I did Allie's podcast right when we got back. I was so drunk. I did Allie's podcast Friday night, announced it on there. And now I'm announcing it on In Your Head podcast. Mm-hmm. This event is going to take place September 13th through the 15th at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center out there in Joshua Tree. I've never been there out of the years that I've lived here, my whole life, with the exception of the 6 miserable years in Oregon, just kidding. But with the exception of the 6 years in Oregon, never been to Joshua Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah, I got to give a little bit of background to Sarah really fast here. I read Sarah a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And gave her a reading, and we've been rocking with each other ever since. We established a really good friendship and a connection via social media. Got to meet her, really meet her for the first time in January of this year when we went to La Piazza at the Grove when she flew in.
Uh-huh.
Got to hang out with her. And after giving her the reading and kind of seeing a little bit of myself in her as far as like our background, like growing up and the being bullied and the way that we look and some of the shit that we got blamed for that we really didn't do on purpose, made a connection with her. And I had told her, I don't think that you realize your power. This is not a reading. I'm not going to give a lot away, Sarah, for you, because I don't want to, you know, overstep my boundaries. But I don't feel like you're reclaiming your power. Because I don't feel like you've come into your power yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her, I want to see you go out there and do the Capricorn type thing. And start planning events and start getting involved. Because she wants to get in, obviously, in the spiritual community. And she wants to do events, marketing, social media type stuff. I don't know. I guess that would be like a PR person or like an event planner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But on a larger scale. I was like, why don't you start off doing this or whatever and see how this works out? I said, because I want to do this event and I would love to collaborate with you because I really feel like you're going to do a good job with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you take over and you do all the work, whatever, but I want to see what you can do with it. And I'm telling you.
She's doing an amazing job.
Fucking A. Like, to tell somebody, again, she's Capricorn, Scorpio, Libra. I fucked up when I mentioned her last time. I said she had a Capricorn rising. She's actually a Libra rising, which I'm going to give her more shit for later on because Libra rising women. Just kidding. But yeah, she is, I vibe with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand her. And she's straight up and she keeps it real. So having this friendship with her and telling her what I was expecting, what I was looking for, and how I wanted to do it, she took it and she ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what she's doing so far. I mean, she jumped on it right away. She had that whole production team come out there, videotape us. I'm not happy with the way I look because, you know, I hate the way that I look here, but Michelle and her looked fantastic. I was on, you guys fucking gave me that CBD oil. And I was a little bit kind of like, oh, but yeah, you can tell in my eyes that I was just a little, I was in stone, but I was really, really comfortable. And she just took everything and ran with it. I am so happy with what's going on here and what the turnout is going to be and how it's going to take place. You got to look at this, you guys. You've got a psychic medium there. You've got an amazing astrologer. And from what I hear, I've yet to meet this girl, Kate. She is a healer. She's a Reiki healer, and she does some shamanic work,
mm-hmm.
which I'm all about. I've been dying to meet a good shaman, mm-hmm. so I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because she's a friend of Sarah's and trust in her ability, but I'm looking at her, and I have nothing negative to say about her.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a weekend of healing. I'm going to bring what I do in Michelle's living room, which is called the Spiritual Vortex. We just named it that, and bring it to 20 people and change fucking lives. This is not going to be a Tony Robbins retreat. This isn't going to be a channeling retreat where you get a whole bunch of people on a farm or a ranch and start channeling the energy of somebody else here. This is going to be life-changing for each individual that attends this here. I'm going to go in. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to bring the psychic medium stuff in. I'm going to talk about your past, present, and your future. I'm also going to talk about what's hindering you from growing in this lifetime, what's holding you back, how we can overcome these obstacles, how we can break down these walls that you've put up in defense for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and really, really get you to be the person that you were born to fucking be. Throw astrology in there with what Michelle does. Michelle can map out the next 2 years for you. And tell you what energies are going to be good, what to look forward to, how to work with the energy that's being thrown at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then go off to Kate for some energy cleansing, for some healing. I just honestly feel psychically, I've been mentioning that July is going to be a big month for me. I really feel like this event is going to be really, really big. And I really think that people are going to come back from this and be ready to conquer.
Yeah.
Because this is, I get almost 3 days of one-on-one with these people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going anywhere. We're staying there at that retreat. We're staying overnight. So it gives me the opportunity to walk by and mingle with every one of these people here and establish a connection with them.
It's going to be so fun.
And I just can't wait to see the feedback afterward.
Mm-hmm.
I am so fucking excited. This is exactly what I've been looking for. This is exactly what I've been wanting to do here. I got mixed up with some of the events before that I was not happy with. I told Sarah, the only way that I'm going to do this is if it's done this way.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Prentice, don't even need to worry about her fucking ass. That's my fucking girl.
Yeah.
Like she, her and I, just tell us what we need to do. We'll show up. We'll do everything else. And with her and her readings, we just met up with her on, was it Saturday or Sunday? I think it was Saturday, right?
I think she
came in.
Yeah.
We met up with her at the Psychic Eye, got some supplies there, had dinner, had cocktails with her and a barbecue lunch
mm-hmm.
right there off of Ventura Boulevard, and just reconnected with her. Talk about somebody that complements your style.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think I can really see her and I getting up there and doing gallery readings or doing television work or selling out stadiums or arenas, doing what we do here and keeping it going, because we just, our combination and the energy that we bring together with my psychic stuff and her astrology stuff
mm-hmm.
is just so direct. It's so down to earth and it's so relatable and it's so about you that you can't help but be drawn to it. I know that sounds hokey, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a way that we convey the message that's not just love and light. I mean, Michelle is love and light. She does use those words and stuff, but she keeps it real.
Yeah.
And her readings are fucking phenomenal. So again, I am looking forward to this. I'm going to blast the living shit out of this stuff on social media. So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be September 13th through the 15th at the Joshua Retreat Center. For those of you wanting to attend, I'm going to have all that information up. Buy these tickets. Get your ticket for the most life-changing event that you will ever go to. Mark my words, we are in the business of changing lives, evolving souls, and just evolving the world, healing the world from all the trauma that it's been through, reclaiming your power or coming into your power and being the best version of you. We can't help what goes on the outside world and the material world with friends, family, job situations, things like that, but we can control what happens to us and how we handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, step into this spiritual vortex, come in broken, leave whole.
That's amazing.
I don't know how you feel about that. I know that sounds a little gay, but I'm telling you right now, people are really, really going to get something from it. And I got my eyes set on fucking Oprah's ass. I'm telling you right now, like I am setting my sights on Oprah.
Oh, really?
I want the attention of Oprah. I want Oprah to see, wow, he's a psychic medium. I never really believed in all that shit,
mm-hmm.
but he's different.
It's going to happen. We're going to make it happen.
It's going to happen. All right. So I'm going to close out the episode with an emailed question. I want to do at least a couple of emails every episode, and I kind of been slacking on that. This email has to do with doing spells. I talk a lot about ritualistic work on the show in that I'm involved in like intention candles and spells like that to reverse energy or, you know, bring positivity into your life. I don't do spells, and people are reaching out wanting me to do love spells for them.
Mm-hmm.
I will walk you through how to do a love spell
mm-hmm.
for yourself, but not on anybody else. I don't mess with that. The reason why I told this before is that it will come back to you times 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe in messing with other people's karma. I really don't. If you want a love spell, then I will attract love to you, attract seduction to you, or make you a little bit more noticeable to other people, mm-hmm. have that energy. But I will not do a spell for you to reclaim an old lover or to make somebody fall in love with you. I don't mess with the balance that way too. You can do that. People are like, well, can you just walk me through it? And I was like, no, my hands will be dirty if I do that. Like, there's no fucking way. But uh-huh. yeah, I will help you with intention. Mm-hmm. I will help you with a love spell to find love
mm-hmm.
or to bring love into your life, or a glamour spell to make you look a little bit more sexier. Anything that's going to benefit you
mm-hmm.
in a balanced way. I don't know what other word to use.
Yeah.
Within the bounds of karma, I mm-hmm. guess. But yeah, I will not help out with trying to sabotage somebody or whatever.
Yeah, you're looking for someone specific.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my take on spells. I am good on this episode. I am really good. I have another recording to do later on, which is with Michelle again.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for that to come out. So you guys can hear more about this event. So I'm going to close the show out. For those of you wanting to know more about this event that we're doing in Joshua Tree, September 13th through the 15th, feel free to look at all my social media platforms. Also, I'm going to be posting stuff on my website, which is chrismedina.guide. You can also go on there to book your half an hour or hour long session with me to find out what's holding you back, how we can change your life around, and how you can feel these positive vibes in your own life instead of looking at everybody else with the positivity in their life and you're wondering how they're doing it. Let's get you to be on that same fucking page. Mm-hmm. Reach out for a reading at chrismedina.guide. For those of you wanting to know more about me on social media, to see what I look like, to know what I'm up to see what events I'm doing or who I'm hanging out with or what shows I'm on, feel free to visit my social media platforms at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. For those of you wanting to add ideas to the show, want to know more about me, have questions about my psychic ability, or have questions about your own ability, or want to know more about this show, or just anything in general, please feel free to hit me up via email, askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. I want to hear your thought on second chances. I want to hear your thought on this event. I want to hear your thoughts in general. So please do not hesitate to reach out. So with all that being said, this is Chris Medina with my partner in crime, Jay, saying we are out.
Bye.